Well, good morning, church family. I'm so glad that you're able to join us for our service for this morning. By the way, my name is Jimmy Criddle. I'm the pastor at Clinton Methodist Church, and we have had to postpone our in-person worship today due to the inclement weather that we are experiencing here in central Mississippi. Over the night, we've been having a lot of frozen precipitation, and you know, I'm looking out on my deck out here this morning, and it's already accumulating with ice and sleet. We're actually working on Plan C by bringing this service to you live from here at my house. When we realized we were going to have to move to online worship today, we decided that we would try to get to the church this morning early and do the live stream from our sanctuary. Well, that couldn't happen. I started to leave the house about an hour ago, and the streets were already getting kind of slushy, but once I got out of the neighborhood on the frontage road, there was a large oak tree that had fallen across the road, and so I had to turn around, come home, and here we are, Plan C, joining you live from here at the house. You probably hear the little dog, prancing around here in the living room. Debbie's back there. I don't think you want to see her right now, but she's doing, everything she does to kind of get things going around here in the mornings. But anyway, I want to thank y'all for joining us. We're going to have worship nonetheless here. There won't be any singing. You don't want me singing to you. I'll spare you that. But we will have a time of just gathering, centering ourselves for worship this morning. We'll have time of prayer. We'll share some scripture, and then I will bring you the final message from our series on the connected life. So we'll kind of do as much as normal as possible today. But I do want you to know that we are going to bring you an abbreviated service. So thank you for joining us wherever you are, whether you're at home or somewhere else today. Please let us know where you are by dropping a comment in the chat here on Facebook Live. Jacob is going to be our host online this morning, so he will be dropping some things in the comments to help you know where to find things that I refer to during our time this morning. So go ahead and drop us a comment in the chat to let us know that you're here with us. Thank you for taking a minute to do that. All right, well, I want to call us to worship using Psalm 92. Hear the psalmist. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your works. At the works of your hands I sing for joy. The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. In old age they still produce fruit. They are always green and full of sap, showing that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. What a great psalm that reminds us of how no matter where we are, we can just look around and have reason to give thanks and to offer worship to God. You know, as I look out and I see the trees that are just gleaming this morning, and the reason is because they're covered in ice. You know, it is a beautiful thing to see, but it's also, you know, something that we pray that doesn't cause harm, that the trees, you know, they don't break and cause harm to people or property. But you know, we just see the beauty of nature around us, and we're reminded of how good God is. And so we gather today to give worship to Him, to seek His blessing upon our families and our community as we endure this winter storm. We're remembering our neighbors that are all around us as well, and those that might be in need. And so I just want to invite you, wherever you are, to just take a moment to be still, to be aware of the people that are around you this morning, your family, your pets, your home that is providing you shelter and safety today. So let us turn our hearts to God in prayer. Gracious and loving God, we come before you this morning grateful that even when we cannot gather in the same room, we're still gathered in your presence. Nothing, not distance, not weather, not circumstances, can separate us from your love or from one another in Christ. Lord, we lift before you our community and all across the state and region. As the storm moves through, we ask for your protecting hand over every home, every family, every traveler, every first responder, every utility worker, and every person who must be out in these conditions. Guard our roads, protect our trees and power lines, and keep people safe from harm. Oh God, we ask that you would give us wisdom and good judgment today. Help us know when to stay home, when to wait, and how to make careful, thoughtful decisions. May you quiet any anxious hearts and replace fear with trust in you. God, in these moments, remind us that we're never meant to face life alone. Shape us into the kind of people who look out for one another. Open our eyes to neighbors who may need help, to the elderly, to those who may be without heat or power, to anyone who feels isolated or afraid. God, give us willing hearts to check in, to offer assistance, to share what we have, and to show the love of Christ in practical ways. Lord, we invite you to form us into a God-honoring community where no one stands alone, where everyone matters, and where lives are being changed by your grace. Most of all, we invite you to meet us today. Renew our minds and transform our hearts. Draw us closer to you and closer to one another. We surrender our lives again to you, the good, the messy, and the everything in between, trusting that you are at work. We place ourselves, our church, and our community in your care. In the strong and steady name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. By the way, if you have prayer requests today, I want to remind you that you can go to our website, and there you can submit a prayer request, and it'll come straight to us. You can also post one in the comments here on the live stream, and we will get those, and we'll be happy to be praying for you and remembering your family and friends throughout the coming days. Well, today, as I mentioned, I want to finish up our series on the connected life by sharing with you a scripture reading from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. And the title of the message today is Finding Real Community. So I want to encourage you to take your Bibles, if you have them, and join me in Romans chapter 12. So, brothers and sisters, because of God's mercies, I encourage you to present your bodies as living as a living sacrifice that is holy and pleasing to God. This is your appropriate priestly service. Don't be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you can figure out what God's will is, what is good and pleasing and mature. Because of the grace that God gave me, I can say to each one of you, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. Instead, be reasonable, since God has measured out a portion of faith to each one of you. We have many parts in one body, but the parts don't all have the same function. In the same way, though there are many of us, we are one in Christ, and individually we belong to each other. We have different gifts that are consistent with God's grace that has been given to us. If your gift is prophecy, then you should prophesy in proportion to your faith. If your gift is service, devote yourself to serving. If your gift is teaching, devote yourself to teaching. If your gift is encouragement, devote yourself to encouraging. The one giving should do it with no strings attached. The leader should lead with passion, and the one showing mercy should be cheerful. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Well, since we're talking about digital technology in this series, it's fitting that the weather today has pushed us into the digital world for worship. I'll admit, I felt a little anxious when I realized that we were going to be going virtual this morning. It brought back memories for me of a few years ago, of a time that had some challenges, but yet we persevered through, and so we will today as well. I'm grateful for you that you're joining us where you are for our worship, because, you know, it really doesn't matter where we are, but when we can connect together in a spirit of worship, then I believe that God is honored and we are encouraged. Well, lately I've been meeting people from our congregation for what I call Coffee with Jimmy. I've been pleasantly surprised by the people that have been showing up. This past week, I met a wonderful member of our church. We usually only exchange, you know, greetings on Sunday mornings. This person attends our tradition service. And so, you know, right before or after service, we generally just have a moment to speak to each other. But over coffee this week, we were able to share our stories. We talked about our family, and I learned so much about her. I am so grateful that she signed up for Coffee with Jimmy. You know, that got me to thinking. Every week we sit next to people in worship and in our Sunday school classes. How well do we really know them? You know, physically we are together. We're in the same room, the same space, but yet relationally we can be disconnected. Y'all, this happens everywhere. Families in restaurants, you know, staring at phones. Conversations that we're having with friends that get interrupted with the dinging of notifications. Even in worship, sometimes we're more focused on our fantasy football team than we are listening for God. Have you ever wanted that to be different in your life, in your relationships? That you wouldn't miss the moments that matter most with your family, your friends, and with God? Well, today we're talking about God honoring community. Not just being around people, but being deeply connected. You know, Paul in Romans 12, verse 2, he gives us both a warning and a call. He says, "Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world." Warning. He goes on to say, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. That's the call. Y'all, we all face a choice. Be shaped by the world, by our culture, or be shaped by Christ. Who or what is shaping you? You know, technology is here to stay, and it's not a bad thing. It makes our lives a lot easier. I mean, you can put in a grocery order just lying in the bed at night and go pick it up the next morning in your car. You can place a mobile order at Chick-fil-A, leave work, arrive, go in, somebody calls your name, hands you your bag, and you grab it and go. You know, I love when I go in Chick-fil-A and they call out my name and they just hand me my food and I walk right out. It makes me feel so important, like they were actually waiting on me. I love it. But convenience can quietly replace connection. For instance, you may get a prayer request, a text message asking you to pray for someone or their loved one, and you respond back by sending the praying hands emoji. You know, that takes like 2 seconds to do. But you know, if we're not careful, we've just avoided a real conversation if that's all we do. What are we losing? Well, technology was designed for convenience. We were designed for love. And love is not formed in comfort and oftentimes what is convenient. But love is formed in community through deep, meaningful relationships. And this morning, I want to offer you 2 marks of God-honoring community. The first mark of this type of Christian community is no one stands alone. You know, my family has moved many times over the years as we have served different churches. You know, the hardest part about moving isn't packing the boxes, although that's a challenge, and Debbie will certainly carries a lot of the weight of that responsibility. But the hardest part is finding community in a new place. And the reason that community is so important and we seek it out is because God never intended life to be lived in isolation. You know, Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, he says, "Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought." You know, that reminds me of how our culture celebrates radical independence. But Paul says we belong to something bigger than ourselves. He goes on to say that we are one body in Christ, and individually we belong to each other. You know, that's strong language. Paul reminds us that Christian community is a body of interconnected parts, and the parts rely on each other and they help each other like parts of a body. Then Paul reminds us again in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. He says, "Carry each other's burdens." The word burdens here in the Greek means something that is too heavy to carry by yourself. Imagine this barbell. You know, there's one sitting right over there and I meant to grab it. Debbie, go grab that barbell for me. Let's go ahead and show them what I was wanting to tell them here. So the other day, Debbie sent me to a storage unit that we have in town to pick up her weights so that she could start back exercising. And so here I have it. It's has 5 pounds on each side. So this barbell weighs, you know, roughly about 10 or 12 pounds, adding the weight of this bar. And, you know, most days can feel like lifting this. It's not very difficult for us to do on our own at all. But imagine, if you will, these 5 pound weights were replaced with 100 pound weights. Now that would be a different story. That's something that I don't think I could pick up, especially with one arm by myself. We would need someone to help us. You know, there are times in life when it feels like a 100-pound weight. Life adds to us things like illness, maybe unexpected, sudden illness. When life adds grief, broken relationships, or financial stress, that's when we need other people. You know, I see this at work in our Sunday school classes, where there are these communities of people around our church that are walking with people, with others, through serious illness. Some of you are doing that right now. Or showing up after a devastating loss. Some of you have been doing that lately too. Or praying together for breakthroughs and miracles in each other's lives. You see, when we share burdens, heavy things become lighter. No one stands alone. And that is certainly a mark of God-honoring community. The second mark is this: everyone matters and everyone can change. I love that our church is a welcoming place, that people can show up and they can be accepted and loved and appreciated for being there. You know, we don't require people to clean themselves up before they belong, because we believe that Jesus meets us even in the messiness of life. But in order to build and deepen community with others, it requires us to take risk. We risk being known, our good parts and bad parts, but we also risk being loved. You know, Romans 12 says we all have different gifts: serving, teaching, encouraging, giving, leading, and showing compassion. There are different gifts, but there's the same grace at work in all of us. There is the same body. You see, everyone matters, and everyone can change. Church is not a place to just casually show up. If we come with distracted minds and hearts, we might miss out on what God wants to say to us and do in our lives. But if you come and you're fully present to the people around you and aware of God's presence among us, then something can happen. Something great. This place can be a place where you can encounter the living presence of Christ, and your life can be transformed. You know, I see this happening in our college ministry. You know, students are forming real relationships. They're asking real questions, exploring faith, and I'm so grateful for Jacob's heart and for his call to minister to college students in our community. Jacob shared with me this past week about a student who wants to be baptized. What a great conversation to be having with this young man. That's what happens when people encounter Jesus. Church isn't a place to just casually attend. If we come distracted, we may miss out on what God wants to do. But if we come present, aware of God and other people around us, then it can become holy ground for us. So this morning I want to close out by offering two simple invitations. The first invitation is to commit to community right here in our church. You know, join a class, join a small group. You can find out more about those on our website. And you can also find a way there, a sign-up form, to join us for one of our small groups. Now, those small groups hopefully will get underway this Wednesday if the weather allows us to gather. So I want to encourage you to take that step, to find your people, find your community in our church. And if you're already in a group, a Sunday school class, then make space for somebody new. Be that welcoming presence when they show up. Now, for some of you, you've been waiting. You may have thought, well, you know, right now, it'd be a challenge for me to make space in my life for that. You know, but I want to encourage you to not just wait for someday, but start now in finding community. And the second thing that I want to encourage you to do is to encounter Jesus. Jesus is the one that changes our lives. I know many of you, that's your story. God appeared in the messiness of your life, and He gave you a new, fresh start. Some of you are there today watching, listening to this, longing for that in your life. Well, I can tell you that Jesus still wants to be a part of your story. He wants to write a new chapter for you. But what you have to do is bring your whole self to the Lord, the good and the broken. Just come before Him in all honesty. Tell Him what your desire is, how your desire is for Him to help you to encounter His life-changing presence. The Lord wants to bring forgiveness to you. He wants to give you a new life, and that is available right now. And it comes through trusting in Him. So I want to invite you to do that today. You know, God honoring community means that nobody has to stand alone. It means that everyone matters and that everyone can change. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank You for allowing our church and our community to connect today here online for this time of worship. And Lord, this morning I want to pray for that one that may be alone in their living room this morning, that are longing for You to do something new in their life. And today's, on days like this, we can feel isolated. We can feel lonely. But Lord, Your presence can show up wherever we are. And I pray for those that are longing for change in their life, for You to show up, Lord. And I pray for them to open up their hearts, to confess their need for You and to acknowledge their sinfulness. And Lord, to place their belief and their trust in You as their Lord and Savior, knowing that You came for them, You died for them so that their sins could be forgiven, so that their burdens could be relieved, and they could have more joy and more peace in their life. So, Lord, I pray that You would make that happen for those that are looking for You, seeking You today. And, Lord, I pray that also You would nudge those that have maybe just been casually attending and loosely connected to our church, that they would seek to deepen connection through small groups, through Sunday school classes, through places where they can find community with others. Because we know it's in those places, Lord, that we truly learn to share the vulnerabilities of our life. We allow people to know us, and we also allow people to love us. And we find help and support when we find ourselves carrying heavy things in life. We don't have to do that alone. But Lord, You've called and equipped an amazing community of people to come alongside us. And we thank You for that, Lord. For those of us that experience the wonderful parts of Christian community, God, thank You for the many ways in which You have enriched our lives. So Lord, today I pray You would keep everyone safe and warm. And Lord, we pray longing for when we can gather again in this coming week. So Lord, may Your grace and peace be with us all. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to leave you with this benediction this morning. May the peace of Christ guard your hearts and your homes. May God watch over you and keep you safe. And may the Holy Spirit make us a people who look out for one another. Go in peace. God bless you.